Sean Avery, impossible to get a Canadian sports interview since his retirement. We asked Sean, you hesitated, then you said yes, but only if Jeremy Taggart, who's sitting across from me, could be on the show. He's from Our Lady Peace, a regular on the show. Why did you want him on the show as well?
So me and Jeremy go back a long time, and I know that he's starting to journey into the journalism world. So I thought that, we've always had great conversation. That was part of what drew us to each other and formed a friendship.
I didn't say that this is the way it had to be.
Right, that's true.
Like,
You guys live together, right,
yes,
in Los Angeles? That's how you know each other?
Yes, we lived together for a couple of years. When he moved out to the Kings, I decided to try California, and we had a ball, didn't we, Aves?
Yeah, that's probably an understatement.
So let's dive right into the end of your hockey career. Do you see it? Did you quit hockey, Sean? Had you decided you were done with it, or did hockey decide that you were done with hockey? Which side do you think is the way you recall it?
I mean, I think that there was a relationship between both. I think that the reason that I decided to stop and sort of move into a different direction was certainly the restrictions that were put on me from early on, and I think that I certainly pushed the boundaries as far as I could possibly push them and
said a few things, a few off-color
links. I'm interested that you said that the restrictions that were put on you. What are you referring to specifically?
As a sport, there's restrictions on everyone. I think that with the athletes, what happens is these guys are given a lot of money at a young age, and a team says, we're paying you, so we're going to dictate your identity, and we're going to dictate how you operate in the real world. And I think that, and then they ride them as long as they possibly can, rightly so. They're paying them a lot of money. And then at the end, it's kind of, thanks for your service, and we'll invite you back for some sort of ceremony at some point, and that's it. And what happens is guys wake up the next day and they realize that they have a life and a career that they need to find. We can talk about restrictions where, they would wake up, I would wake up the next morning, and there would be a rule sort of just invented based off of something I did.
You were referring, obviously, to the Marty Brodeur, what is now known as the Sean Avery rule. So do you object to how the NHL handled that?
I mean, I don't even think that they actually followed proper protocol in bringing in the NHLPA. So, yeah, of course I do.
Did you feel like you were in a box and you felt like you couldn't do anything or say anything?
Yeah. Yeah, no, of course. Yeah, definitely. I mean, that was eventually what led to me just saying, I'm going to go in a different direction. I mean, why would I fight this anymore? It's just, first of all, it's not healthy. Second of all, it's not fun, no matter how much money you're getting paid. So, yeah, I mean, were there times when I was extremely frustrated at the lack of creativity or expression that I could have? Yeah, every single day, whether it was in social media or how I dressed or the girls I dated, the food I ate, the
guy
bars
that you
that
woke
I went
up
to,
all the time
anything.
Too early in the morning. Remember
gotta,
that?
Hold on to that thought. We got to take a break. More with Sean Avery and Jeremy Taggart when we return.